When we think about salvation, someone has enumerated the blessings of God. And I like this right here when it talks about when we have this salvation, if you go to that next slide, that we have an inheritance that cannot be questioned. We have an acceptance that can never be lost. We have a deliverance that can never be exhaled. We have a grace that can never be limited. We have a hope that can never be disappointed. We have a bounty that can never be withdrawn. We have a joy that can never be diminished. We have a nearness to God that can never be reversed. We have a peace that can never be disturbed. We have a righteousness that can never be tarnished. And we have a salvation that can never be canceled. Thank God. Thank God.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the first half of Highly Favored. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Highly Favored.
All right, we've been doing a series, and this is the last message in the series. And we've been talking about the favor of God. And as we conclude this message today, let us go back to our scripture text found in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. And we're looking at Mary, who was the birth mother. Not the mother of God, but the birth mother of Jesus Christ. And we see in Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered her greeting, what manner of greeting this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found," amen, amen, "thou hast found favor with God." Do you have favor with God today? As you sit in our congregation today, do you have favor with God? And if you don't understand what that is, we're going to break it down and explain it to you a little bit more. And we pray that at the conclusion of this message that you might know what it is to have the favor of God on your life. And that if you have it, praise the Lord. And if not, that you will seek to have God's favor on your life. Let us pray. Father, we come to you today and we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. And Lord, truly our hearts are set on having your favor, because Lord, we realize that when we have your favor, that you can make things happen for us, Lord, that we cannot experience in our own energy and in our own flesh. So Lord, we ask now that you would take this message and that you would bring it to each heart as you see need. And we invite the congregation today to come and dine the Master's calling, come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitudes and turned the water into wine. Come and dine. The Master's calling. Come and dine. Feed us, Lord, from your table. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Highly favored. We said a couple of weeks ago that one day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. Let that sink in. One day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. That God gave to Joseph favor that he could not have earned in a lifetime. That God gave Daniel favor that it would have took the average person years to receive. So one day of favor will save you a lot of headache. One day of favor will save you a lot of wasted energy. One day of God's favor on your life is absolutely amazing. Well, what is favor? Favor is God's special consideration and treatment. It means that God thinks about you in a special way, and he gives you preferential treatment, that he gives you treatment that's above and beyond what any other person can give you. And then it's to know that you have the blessings of God on your life. When we think about salvation, someone has enumerated the blessings of God. And I like this right here when it talks about when we have this salvation, if you go to that next slide, that we have an inheritance that cannot be questioned. We have an acceptance that can never be lost. We have a deliverance that can never be exhaled. We have a grace that can never be limited. We have a hope that can never be disappointed. We have a bounty that can never be withdrawn. We have a joy that can never be diminished. We have a nearness to God that can never be reversed. We have a peace that can never be disturbed. We have a righteousness that can never be tarnished. And we have a salvation that can never be canceled. Thank God. Thank God for his salvation. Thank God for his favor that he gives to us. Now, we say, how do you get favor? And we spent a lot of time talking about this, so we're just highlighting things today. How do you get favor? Well, number one, you get it through reverence. And what is reverence? It says in Psalm 147, to fear God. That if you have fear, the fear of God in your life, that if you respect God, if you have accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, and you reverence Christ and you reverence God, that you can obtain favor. But also, once you receive Christ and once you reverence God, then it's up to you to live a righteous life. That you need to seek wisdom on a daily basis, and that you need to live according to God's laws and God's standards and live a righteous life. And then we saw in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10 that if you have reverence and you have righteousness, then it says that you must at this time, watch this now, that you must release. Release what? Release the blessings that God has given to you. And as you release the blessings, whether it is through serving others, whether it's through giving, whether it's through ministering, whatever the case might be, as you release what God has given you, the favor of God comes on your life. Hebrews 6:10 says that God is not unrighteous, and he will not forget the good things that you have done to others. And he will reward you with rich blessings when you release. The worst thing in the world that you could be, and I know a whole lot of people like this, is a stingy person. If you are a stingy person, then I'm just going to say you have cut off the blessings of God in your life. If you want to hoard everything that comes your way, and as I've said in the past, if you want to get all you can and can all you get and then sit on the can, then you are cutting off your own blessings. The favor of God comes through release. So we've looked at that, and then we began to talk about what are some of the benefits of God's favor. What are the benefits of God's favor? And we covered the three of them. We said, first of all, that a benefit of God's favor is that you will have promotion. And I talked about this chart at length. We talked about that always a test comes before promotion. That in order for you to be promoted, that there's a time of testing that comes in your life. And we talked about Abraham and Joseph and Job and even Jesus Christ, how they went through a time of testing. And when they went through that time of testing, then they saw their promotion. Secondly, a benefit of favor is prosperity. In Psalm 1:3, he talked about the fact that whatever you'll be like that tree planted by the river of water, and whatever you do is going to prosper. That when you have the favor of God on your life, that you will prosper. Now, again, prosperity does not mean that I'm going to have a fat bankroll, all right? Prosperity means, according to the theological word book of the Old Testament, it means that whatever God lays on your heart, that you will be able to accomplish the things that God has given you to do. And what is that other than prosperity? That is true prosperity. If I have a bunch of money, I can, you know, you look at these people that have all this money, they can lose that tomorrow. How many people have gone absolutely flat broke that had a lot of money? So, you know, prosperity, somebody said that money talks. You're sure right. It says goodbye. You can't hold on to it long. All right? So, you know, true prosperity is when you are able to accomplish the things that you intend to do. And then we looked at the last time we were together, and I love this right here. We looked at presence. That because Joseph had the favor of God on his life, watch this now. Everybody around him was blessed. That when God, you know, in Psalm 23, David said, my cup runs over. And that when my cup is running over, guess what? People around me are going to get spilled onto. And so if I've got the favor of God on my life, then that means that others around me are going to be blessed. And we talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that if you are a believer and your spouse is unsaved, that God says the blessings and the favor of God will come on that home. Even the unsaved in the home will be blessed because of the saved person. That's how powerful the favor of God is. So let's look at these last three benefits of God's protection. And I just want to say a couple of these points are going to get a little deep and grind a little hard, but we'll cover them anyways. Number four, the fourth benefit of God's favor is protection. Turn to the fifth Psalm. The fifth Psalm. The fourth benefit is protection. Psalm 5 and verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor thou will compass him as with a shield. That the scripture says that when you have the favor of God on your life, that it will compass you like a shield. As I was going back and doing some reading for this message, and I was looking for a picture of it, and I couldn't find a picture because I wanted to show it, but some of my research showed that there were actually shields that they constructed that went around a person's whole being so that a person actually could duck down behind the shield and be covered all the way around. So if that's what the psalmist had in mind here, you know, what he's saying is that the favor of God surrounds you and there's nothing that can get to you. Now, another translation talked about this favor, and it said the favor, when it says it will surround you like a shield, it means that this shield will be so mobile that you'll be able to turn around wherever the arrows or darts are coming from. You'll know when they're coming, and you'll be able to turn around and put them out. Now, which view is the one that's correct? Well, I don't, you know, I go with both of them, right? They both sound good to me, because it's good to know that God's favor covers us like a shield. Or even if we need to be empowered by God to turn around when the attacks are coming against us, that we can turn around and we can deal with the attacks with the favor of God. Let me show you three things about this protection. The first, turn to Psalm 46. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let me share with you three things about this protection, this favor that surrounds us. Number one, it's a powerful protection. The psalmist said in Psalm 46, God is Notice what he didn't say. I am. My husband is. My wife is. My father is. My mother. No, he said, God is my refuge and strength. That's powerful. If you've got God protecting you, then you've got something going on that you can't do for yourself. There's times that you are open to all types of attack and you can't protect yourself. And it's good to know that God is protecting you. In National Geographic, there was an article about a forest fire in Yellowstone Park. And after the fire was over, one of the rangers went through the park. And as he went through the park, he saw the remains of a charred bird. And he looked down and saw how the bird had been charred, and he took a stick and pushed the bird aside, and underneath the bird, he found 3 baby chicks, and they were all still alive. And what happened was that when the fire came, that the mother bird protected the babies and gave her life so that the babies might live. I'm here to tell you today that we have a God that when the fires of life seek to destroy us, when the fires on our job, when the fires in our family, when the fires in our community, when they seek to destroy us and burn us up, God He protects us. And you can get out there and do your own thing. But you need to remember that when the fires of God come, God has an asbestos suit. And he's not going to get burned up. This protection is powerful. This protection is personal. Our refuge. Or we can even be more personal. My refuge. You know, it's good to hear somebody's testimony. And we can sit back and hear people testify all day long about the goodness of God. But I think at some point in time, my brothers and sisters, that we need to have our own testimony. And we need to be able to say that our God, or we need to be able to say that my God, and tell something that God is doing personally in my life. How God has protected me in a personal way. In my life, this protection is powerful, this protection is personal, and I like this, this protection is present. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Somebody said this, in the time of trouble, he's always on the double. God doesn't show up next week. You know, we might need help, and the person that we call, you know, I remember my mother, when she was alive, they had brought her back, the ambulance had brought her back from the hospital, and they were trying to take her up to her apartment. And they were having a difficult time because she was just like dead weight, and you know, she couldn't give them any help at all. And so one of the neighbors called me, and I was here at the church, and they called me, and as soon as I heard that my mother needed help getting up, I got in my car, and I zipped over to Braddock, and by the time I got there, my mother was sitting up in her living room in the chair. See, I was a little late, right? As much as I love my mother, right? As much as I love my mother, and as quick as I got in my car, and as fast as I went over there, I was a little late. But God shows up right on time. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. As soon as you cry out, as soon as you call out, God, help me. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. In the time of trouble, he's always on the double. The benefits of favor. The benefits of favor. Protection. Oh, here goes one right here. I know it's going to get quiet on this one, so Y'all go ahead and get your amens out now, because I know it's getting ready to get real quiet in here now. But the fifth benefit of favor is partnership. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to let you know that I have favor. I thank God that He has given me favor. Amen. When God's favor rests upon an individual, that means that a person will be blessed with a good marital partner. Notice I didn't say one that will satisfy and do everything you do and let you walk over them. I didn't say that. I said that God will bless you with a good marital partner. Now, I wish I had time to get in. And I wrote a book, and actually I just need to put it in publication, but I wrote a premarital book for couples, all right? And in the premarital book, you know, we talk about the time of engagement. And in this time, you know, we talk about some things that you need to look for before you get married, all right? And there's about 10 things in there that we talk about. You need to look for this, you know. I mean, so you premarital couples, when they come, you know, that's what we hit. So that you know what type of person that you're married, right? So now, if you see some red flags and you see issues that are there and you say, I don't care, I love this person, and I'm going to marry this person anyways, and then you step out, and then 2 years later, you're back in Pastor Glaze's office, and you wonder what went wrong, then you can see that I went ahead and did something that I wasn't supposed to do. Now, you got into it, and you stayed in and work it out, unless there's some circumstance that prohibits that from you doing that, all right? I'm saying that. But other than that, you know, people come to me, they're always looking for the way out, all right? Now, I'm saying, well, here's what the scripture gives you a couple ways out, and here they go right here. Now, do any of them meet that criteria? Well, no. Okay. So now when you have done that, now, you know, the amazing thing, I asked people, I said, well, did you pray about this person and how God is working in your relationship, and have you committed this, turn this relationship over to God? And most of the time, not all of the time, most of the time, people will tell me, honestly, well, no, I really haven't. Okay, then my question is, then when it goes bad and you realize that you don't have the favor of God, and it's not because God didn't want to give you the favor, it's because you pushed ahead apart from God. You went out on your own apart from God, and that's why you're not experiencing the favor of God. Now, you say, well, how can we get this thing right? You know, I got a hard head partner, and my partner don't want to listen, and my partner definitely don't, you know, they definitely don't have the favor on them. Well, you just work on the favor in you. And how do we get the favor? Reverence, righteousness, and release. So you just keep focusing on reverence, righteousness, and release. Now, I'm not saying that God, you know, because, you know, one thing, you know, we pray for other people, especially in relationships that are hard, and we pray that God would change that other person, and we pray that that God would move in their life. And I just want to say that God is all-powerful. He really is.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Highly Favored. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Highly Favored, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Highly Favored. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Highly Favored. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.